Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What, from my childhood?
Inner Sight. Hello, everybody.
Standing in for Suzanne
tonight.
Not feeling well. This is our nursing home
show in
night,
the 70s and 80s.
Wednesday night. And tonight, I want to talk about how the politicians know.
Oh, it's called What's Happening.
That we don't need nursing homes. But they allow them, nevertheless, to exist for lives and the struggle that we have to deal with.
I remember that
as disabled and elderly and people who are vulnerable to nursing homes. And there's a lot of people who are not disabled who may tomorrow be vulnerable for nursing home. You know, because you never know when you're going to become disabled or what's going to happen in this world. So the nursing homes are there. For those been coming. Now, why is it that the politicians set up a system that they know is bound to fail? All right, there's several programs, and I got the idea for this show from a friend of mine. Out of Massachusetts, when she commented to me and she said, you know, in my state, I'm on the waiver program. You know, now a waiver means, of course, in any language or in law, that something doesn't apply. But is this really truly a waiver on the nursing home program? Because if you fall into a certain criteria, if this is a waiver, why is it that if you fall into a certain area of criteria that they want to put you in a nursing home and they can put you in a nursing home? Now, to me, true waiver. And the politicians know that. They set it up like that. And how many people aren't eligible for that waiver? And you know the government will probably use the excuse, oh, we don't have the money to pay for everybody. Well, the damn truth is, why don't they let the agencies come in and start raising some of this money? See, they have no excuse to keep these nursing homes. Not anymore, because we want to turn them into accessible housing. Everybody needs housing in this country. There's a shortage. There's a big homeless problem. The shelters are full of people who, many of whom are prejudiced against one race or another. We hear about that all the time. The danger to a certain race in the shelter occurs all the time. Fights, arguments, sickness, stealing, and all that. Nursing homes aren't much better. I don't know which is worse, the nursing home or the shelter. I think a lot of people prefer the shelter rather than the nursing home. But, of course, that can change in the twinkling of an eye. So these programs, there's three of them, head injury, waiver, and the open doors. These programs are set up in such a way, person who needs the program has no say over the money, no way how the money is going to be spent. And they're judged not on the fact that they're disabled. They're judged on certain criteria. Example, if you need two people to assist you to get out of bed, they believe that that's a criteria for the nursing home. I mean, how ridiculous, how stupid is that? know, because you need two people to help you. If the money was there, it wouldn't be a problem. So they've set this thing up as judge and jury, and we all know that it's rare if even if you go to court and you win, you know, what really do you win if the nursing home is still there to take you? You don't win anything. The place is still there. You may win temporarily, but what about next month, next year, something else comes in, and boom, there you are again. And the judge could very well put in a stipulation. If so-and-so gets worse, there will be no question. They will be remanded over to the nursing home. So there's no protection. You know, you lose your home. You have any possessions? You have a car or whatever you have. They're gonna make arrangements to take that from you. Anything that you have, anything that may be attached to you through your relatives, they could try to go after. And the politicians know all this. They set it up. They put us in a trap. You know, if they wanted to do something good for us, they would have made it so that if a person is on a waiver program, that's it. You can't put them in a nursing home. You got to keep them in their own home with the help that they need. That's how it should be. And then eventually the nursing homes would lose people and go out of business. And the criteria should be a lot different. Criteria should only be that the person is disabled and they need the help to remain in their own home. In a site fighting for that, we're planning the first news conference on these nursing homes to let people know that we don't need them, accessible housing, and that the money is being misspent. When we come back, I want to talk about that because that's a big part of what's going on here, and it's horrible. InnerSight, all right, we're on the InnerSight hotline tonight. We don't have an engineer. 631-224-3090 if you want to call in on the hotline. Brought to you by A Day for Milton. Anyone out there who would like to create a day for Milton, we'd love to work with you. Milton with a guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school with no regulations, no licensing, and no safety regulations. And on top of the whole thing, Milton belonged to a blind woman who is not only visually impaired but hearing impaired, and now they won't service her. They won't help her. The death of Milton, her guide dog. So don't you think these schools should be regulated? Go to change.org, sign our petition. That's what you can do to help. And if you go down to, if you're local here on Long Island, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, you'll see a great presence of Milton over there, pictured in a big mural, a beautiful, beautiful young Labrador who lost his life in the middle of a heat wave by being locked inside of a van by the trainer. All right, Day for Milton. Send us an email if you want to entertain that or create that. InnerSight, I-N-N, like Nancy, InnerSight, one word, InnerSight, like vision. 1620 at gmail.com. Or you can call the InterSight hotline and leave your name and number. We'll be happy to get back to you. 631-224-3090. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, catering. Tom and Michelle, who operate the store. 631-286-0444. And great food. I've had some of it. So check out Shelby's Kitchen. To you by Islip Cleaners, thank you so much for your help in changing the system for the better. And let's see, Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, one of our supporters. 631-888-1186. You want to know about the mortgage situation? Give Kennedy a call. He's an honest, upright guy, and he's a very caring individual. 631-888-1186. We have two people who are looking for an apartment. One woman is somewhat disabled. She's not in a wheelchair, but she can only walk up a few steps. The other woman has two little children, and they want to partner up together and try to get a place. So anybody out there, we can get social service money to pay for the move and so on and so forth. Anybody out there have a potential apartment? Contact InterSight. InterSight.info is our website, by the way. Go there and get the information. All right, let's see. Able News, part of our show. Able News, Able, for On and About the Disabled. They've been around for like 30 years or more. They have columns by experts, articles. The front page of Able News, and you get an idea of what's going on in the disabled community. And they also have a calendar of events where you can list your event, anything that you've got happening in your organization, and a personal column, which I like to goof off on Friday sometimes. So, you know, the personals where you can meet a friend or potential romance or whatever you want to call it. All right. Able News, Angela Melanie. You get a free subscription online. Check out Able News, InterSight, partnering up. And we thank Able News very, very much. All right. Let's see. We're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-2085. You would talk to Gary, the guy who operates the Nobody Starved on Long Island. Beautiful guy who just gives out free food to animals. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Trouble getting to him to get the food, let him know. He may be able to have it brought to you. Nobody starves on Long Island. Thanks, Suffolk Bus Corp. My dear, dear friend John Corrado and all his staff over there, Suffolk Bus, for their support. And all of our friends, my friend John, who is a volunteer, who will be meeting with us tomorrow, and we thank him for his pledge of a donation. InterSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our InterSight phone number hotline is 631-224-3090. I want to thank the lady in the health store for her $50 donation. I don't know her name, but thank you so much, Miss. Your money will be used to further the cause. You can be assured of that. All right, Inner Sight and the bean today, the coffee bean, donated a dessert to me today. Thank you so much to Andrew at the Coffee Bean here in Sayville, New York. Let's see, what else? Thilo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And that's where our news conference will be held. Trying to hook that up for next month. We'll keep you posted as to a date and all that. On the nursing home. All right. 631-880-7929, Silo. Go to their website to unfold the programs that they're dealing with. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, all the beautiful children of the world and a lot more. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, I'm sure we'll... Oh, here's an item here. All right, you want to stay in shape? Paul Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 314-445-3464. The Third Eye Insight, where you can learn how to protect yourself and self-defense and stay in shape and feel good about it. All right. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Thank you so much for my dog's harness. Greatly appreciate that. A brand new and beautiful harness she has. Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Who's that? 609-388-7004. 388-7004. Big East. Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. You want to send them an email. Go to the website of the Big East, Akita Rescue, to see all the beautiful little bears they have. They call the Akita the little bear. And we thank the Big East, Akita Rescue, the little bears. So why is it that the nursing homes are there? How is it they survive? All right. Of course, they get money from the government. We know that. And you would believe as if that would be enough for them. But no. They get all that money from the Medicaid and Medicare from the government and yet take money from people who don't have it.
Now?
You know, now let's follow this. Supposedly, you go to a nursing home to die, right? So if you're going to die, shouldn't you have the right to use your money the way you want to use it before you die? I mean, a basic, simple American principle, a right. You know, what is it? Last wishes, right? A person doesn't have that in a nursing home. They got to give up their money, their home, their car, whatever they've got that they can turn into to money. So the nursing home doesn't respect that person.
They don't believe in the concept of do you have last wishes or you know, you're here to end your life. Politicians allow this to happen. They've set it up that way. Very disturbing to millions of us. I don't think people ever got together directly. You know, to my knowledge, it was always trying to get the government to spend more money, more money, more money, more money.
Well,
how are you going to get them to spend more money if the nursing homes are there? That's where the bulk of the money goes.
What?
You've got to get rid of them.
We're gonna
get better people together and turn them into accessible housing.
Nursing homes.
Because that's what we need. And everybody benefits from that.
Okay.
Not only the person who needs accessibility. So you've got this whole thing set up, honored by the politicians. And I'll never forget when I met with my congressman, a guy who I didn't want to vote for, but he was on the same bill with Ed Romaine. And Ed was the guy who gave us the proclamation for Milton. So, you know, they're all linked together. But I'm not happy with Grabarino. Because when he said, some people need nursing homes. No, they don't. What the hell do they need a nursing home for? To go there to die? Why can't you die in your own home? Why can't you be in your own home and be comfortable and live whatever life you have? See, these nursing homes and these politicians have set themselves up as if they're God Almighty, telling people this is where you're going to die. Well, hell. You know, it always reminds me of that John Wayne movie, the last movie he made, The Shooters, when the Undertaker wanted to take advantage of him and began to tell him, well, this is what we're going to do. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll give you this. You know, like it was the end of his life, and he knew he was dying. And the Duke rebelled against the whole thing in the movie, but, you know, to me, he was really rebelling against it in it was real life. But he really was ill. You know, and he said, my death belongs to me. It's personal. Now, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You know, and the first thing he said, talk about money. The first thing he said, the first thing you're going to do is give me $50. And the guy hesitated. You know? He stood there as if to say, what do you mean? I'm not going to, you know. And Duke stood up to him, of course, and in that rugged voice and stature that he was, is, well, where's my $50? I guess the guy saw that he was a little annoyed and gave him the money. He says, now, here's what you're going to do. Here's what I want on my headstone. You know, and he had it written out, and he handed them the paper and all that. Point being, comes when it comes, belongs to the person. It's personal. Devil likes to do is control death. Well, when you stand up and fight for yourself and don't let people take advantage of you, you're putting that devil down. He doesn't control the situation. You do. And that's one of the biggest reasons why nursing homes have got to go. Because they're assuming that they're going to take control of somebody who said, my death is mine, it belongs to me. So how dare these politicians allow this to happen when they know that someone is safer in their own home, when they know that they're happier, when they know
how can you not be safer?
There's a stronger possibility they will live above and beyond what some doctor says. You know, there's a lot of doctors now changing their whole color, their whole way of doing things, changing their feathers and believing in natural healing. There was a guy on tonight on the YouTube who is a pretty prominent doctor. You know, he's a teacher of 5,000 doctors. I believe he was a cardiologist. But they're all going in the direction of natural healing, which means that a person would have to be in their own home to exercise that. Because in the damn nursing home, you're not going to get that. The drugs, and a lot of them with the horrible side effects, like they had to stop this weight loss drug now. People who took it and became ill. So the politicians have orchestrated this horrible system to put us in a nursing home. And I don't care whatever program you're on, it's not going to keep you out of a nursing home. Because push comes to shove, even if you go to court and win, as long as these criteria are there in these nursing homes, they don't want there. You're always going to have that threat hanging over your head.
He hears my voice.
You're going to be put in a damn nursing home. And if you get injured and go to rehabilitation, forget it. They're all affiliated.
It gave me the Peter salute.
These nursing homes.
You think it knows?
I mean, who would feel good about that? You get an injury.
The whole thing of how sweet.
And you go into a rehab place and they're trying to push you
visit people
into a nursing home. That after they maybe get you to walk again or whatever the situation may be, to use your arms or so on and so forth. After doing that, push you into a damn nursing home. What the hell is the point of helping somebody back up on their feet if you're going to put them in a nursing home? It doesn't make any sense. Makes more sense to help the person remain and get back into their own home and keep their home. Places should do. They should have a fund to help the person keep their home instead of trying to convince them to go into a nursing home. That would be the ideal way to go. So there you have a horrible, horrible situation. The politicians have created it, and they've got to change it to change it. We need a law. I believe that it could be done through the Americans with Disabilities Act, just amend it and bring some of it about, or you may need another law. Whatever you need has to be done.
and written up and signed and sealed. Now, whoever wants to be president in this country, coming up on the new year, 2024, the presidential business coming in, whoever wants that position should take this very seriously and do something about it. Because number one, look at all the money they're wasting from the taxpayers. You want to help people, you want to get people to vote for you, you want to attract votes, tell them you're going to get rid of these horrible nursing homes and save all that money. We don't have the latest count, but a couple of years ago, $192 billion wasted. And a lot of that money came from people who went to nursing homes to die, and they took their money. It's a horror. In other words, the attitude is, well, you don't need your money. You're going to die anyway. Give it to us. The message, that's what's happening every day of the week. I think one of the most horrible things, or maybe the horrible, most horrible, what the government has done to us, creating these nursing homes, the worst thing that we deal with, because it's the hardest thing to change. So they've got it all sewn up, like it was said in Daniel Webster and the Devil, when Webster commented, he's got it all sewn up in his pocket, you know, referring to Mr. Stone, who fell into the hands of the devil. Well, remember, Daniel Webster beat the devil. Threw him out. He beat him. Well, there's a lesson to the nursing homes. You're not going to beat in a sight. You're not going to beat us. All right? We're going to win. Because it's the right thing to do. For one. That movie, The Grapes of Wrath, with Henry Fonda. Great, great movie. When the mother commented, "We are the people. We decide." And isn't that how this country operates? So, politicians, stand up. Do something people will like you for. Do something to make your family proud, and your friends, and all of us, the millions of us who have to deal with this. Stop wasting all this money on something that people don't want. Of course, someone's going to worry, well, where am I going to put my loved one? You know? And of course, the answer is simple. In their own home, with the help that they need. Money to be raised by agencies and the government. Flip the cost. And eventually, the government out, the agencies stay the course and raise the money so that we can remain in our own home. That's the answer. What other answer could there be? You know, we get calls every day from people who need help. And the money is supposed to be there to help them. Tied up, a lot of that money is tied up in these damn-ass nursing homes. And that's why people can't get help. That's why they can't get housing. Uh,
And of course, some of the stupid regulations, like 10% of housing must be accessible. No, every place should be accessible. Every damn ass place should be accessible. Everyone. And the reason for that, because you never know when someone's going to become disabled. So if it's there, you're covered. It's a protection. And that's how the law should read. That's how it should be. All right, InnerSight, we're on the InnerSight hotline, if you want to call in. Louie, I don't know if you're out there listening, but 631-224-3090. Well, Louie was on last night, and he made a comment he wanted to call in tonight, so I don't know if he remembers, but we did have him on last night, and we talked about the funnies coming up on Friday. Louie usually calls in and promotes Friday night. So we'll have some fun Friday night. Sweet Pepper Treat's supposed to be here with some wacky music. Jimmy Dinigan will probably be wandering around someplace. Louie the Lip hopefully will be here, and we'll do a couple of imitations. Probably do a little Red Fox stuff, and whatever else pops into our brilliant minds on InnerSight. All right. I want to remind everyone, prayers, the son of one of our volunteers, John, who was stricken with a brain aneurysm. We haven't had any communication to know how he is, but we trust, please God, that he's still alive. Prayers for John. Prayers for Anthony Kennedy's wife dealing with cancer. And for all those going through horrors in other countries. All right. Be thankful that you're safe here, and do something to help somebody. Sign our petition on the nursing home and on the service dog schools. Help us make a difference, because you don't want to wind up in a nursing home. Nobody does. And, because of what we're doing now, who's to know? How can we, I'd like to get a brilliant mathematician who would project a number and say to him or her, what we're doing now, putting this around the world, how many people will InnerSight be able to save from going into nursing homes? Is there any way to figure that out? It's a real question for a mathematician to handle. So I don't know, could be in the millions. Who knows? But I just thought of that off the top of my head. Is there a way of projecting a number of how many people we will save in the future from going into a nursing home? All right, InnerSight hotline. Call us 631-224-3090. If you want to leave a comment or you want to call us on the hotline, we can call you back and put you on the air. Whatever you like. 841 New York, InnerSight.
and the nursing home show. Tomorrow night, I don't know, we got to, it's open. Tomorrow night is open. I don't know what the subject is, but I'm sure we'll find one. Friday's the funniest. All right, next week, let's see. Next week is Thanksgiving week. I'm going to take off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back on Monday. Do a couple of shows, and we'll take off. All right. Short week next week. Maybe we'll do the Follies on Tuesday along with open mic. Inner Sight, and we appreciate what people are going through. We understand it. We care about it. That's why we do this show. We're not making any money doing this show. We get a few days, few donations here and there, but we don't have big money coming in the way many of these agencies do. We do this because we care and we know, do not want to be captivated in these horrible places, especially where you have no really a way to get out because they're taking your money. Programs are no guarantee you're going to get out of a nursing home. They don't come in and say, hey, X amount of dollars now, you know, sign this and X amount of dollars now is in the count for you to get out of here. They don't have that. All the money goes into the agency. It doesn't go into the person's account to help them get out of the damn nursing home. You got to go on a waiting list. Sometimes it takes years. People on that waiting list. And then, of course, there's no guarantee that you're going to be accepted on these programs because of the criteria. So we don't have a money motive. And we never will. Because any money that we get by anyone, it'll be used in the Inner Sight way. That's how we do it now on our small donation, and that's how we would do it if we had $1 billion. Of course, the difference would be that we'd be able to help a lot more people a lot faster. Inner Sight is a nonprofit organization. You can see our tax ID and everything up on the website, innersight.info. If you'd like to make a donation, go to the PayPal up there on the Inner Sight website. And whatever you can donate, appreciate it. Once again, I'd like to put out an appeal to anyone out there who is trying to keep their loved ones out of the nursing home. If you're doing it on your own, you're trying, you got them in your home or in their home or whatever the situation may be, you need help, contact us. Inner Sight would be glad to help, even if it means trying to raise funds. You know, we're not afraid of that. We've offered people. People seem to be reluctant for some reason. You know, maybe they don't want the public to know that they're trying to keep their loved one out of a nursing home. I don't know. Everybody's different. But we stand ready to help. That offer goes out to the world. If you're trying to keep your loved one out of a nursing home and you need some help, or you just need someone to talk to, Inner Sight, all the hotlines, 631-224-3090. Anybody like to be on the show? Drop us a line, innersight1620@gmail.com. Or again, the Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. So it's up to the politicians. They're the ones that have to change this horrible system. Person can remain in their own home with the help that they need. I guarantee you that not one politician would elect to go to a nursing home. Guarantee you that they would fight like hell. Stay out. To yourself, stop doing it to us. And, Inner Sight, we've visited many of these places over the years. And they're all the same. They all operate the same way. You may find someone who is a little more caring or, individual in some of these places, but for the most part, it's all the same idea. And what happens is, if a person who works in a nursing home goes above and beyond, right away they look down on that person and they criticize them and they tell them, hey, you can't do this. You got to keep on going. You're giving so and so too much attention. So it's a horror show, no matter how you cut it. Even when people try to do good and go above and beyond, there's no such thing as a good nursing home. All right. Now, I'm not talking about Hollywood, where you have these glamorous places. I don't consider those places nursing homes. I don't even know if they still have them. Usually people that have that kind of money can remain in their own home, and the studio probably pays for it. The movies. So, take run-of-the-mill nursing home that we're talking about. As soon as you walk in, you can smell it. A horrible smell in those nursing homes. And they breed germs all the time. And people have to stay in that. And we are totally opposed to that kind of system. All right, Inner Sight. And I want to thank all of our listeners, 122,100 to be exact. We were hoping to get 125,000 before the end of the year. That's going to take a major miracle. But you never know. This year we'll talk about it more toward the end of the year. But this year we've made progress with the number one show, according to SpeedSpot, number one show on the disabled in the world, so they tell us. All right, you can find us on Apple, Amazon, and check out Inner Sight. And why are we number one? Because we have something to say that's very important and makes sense and applies to everyone, not just people who are disabled or elderly.
applies to everyone. It applies to your newborn baby. And, you know, who someday, we hope not, but who in someday, in some way, could wind up in a damn nursing home if we don't solve this problem now. Get rid of it. So that's why I believe Inner Sight is becoming so popular, because we're talking to everyone. We want to help everyone. We want to help all those people who are burdened down with taxes and how the government is wasting all that money on places that we don't need. You don't need a nursing home. You put anyone in their own home. Evaluate them. Give them the help they need. What do you need? You know? Let the agencies that in the surrounding community raise the money for a lot of those needs. They can make money on it. They can use that as a fundraising procedure and make money. But we don't need these horrible nursing homes. They're much better off if they've served us with housing. That's what we need. Accessible, good housing. Inner Sight stands for freedom. And we always will. And we are determined to get rid of these horrible nursing homes and make it easier for someone who's disabled to live their life. What all that technology is supposed to be about? Where the hell is the technology if you're caught up in a nursing home? You know? You have better access to it in your own home. Much better. You could work, do a little job or whatever, and maybe make some money, pay some taxes. You can't have a service dog in a nursing home. There was some kind of a court decision. I want to look into that some more and talk about that. Maybe get our attorney on the show, James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662 if you need any help with that. Again, 516-783-9662, James Bahamundi. So there you have it, world. Get rid of the nursing home, turn them into accessible housing, make the politicians do a better job. That's what it comes down to. They have to be convinced and made to do a better job and to say, hey, let's change this waste of money and people in their own home and get them the help they need. It can be done. And in fact, with this waiver thing, In a half-assed way, it is being done. So just enhance that. Fix it up. Make it so a person cannot go into a nursing home. Then the question becomes, what are you going to do with them? Well, there it is, accessible housing. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Subject to be announced tomorrow night. Inner Sight. Thank all our listeners, friends, and Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number again: 312-243-0090. Inner Sight email: Inner Sight 1620-1620. Inner Sight 1620@gmail.com.
drop us an email. Thank you for listening. Be safe out there. And we'll see you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Thank you. Any messages? Terry, any messages?
Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield is becoming Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, focusing on whole health. Same doctors, same hospitals, the same us. We are Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. New name, same commitment to you. Never go it alone. That's our anthem.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.